WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 36 degrees right now at the studios. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. A little pain for a lot of gain is how the Texas Department of Transportation office in Bryan sums up the additional traffic congestion caused by construction on University that is affecting motorists from Tarot to College.
Spokesman Bob Colwell says there will be no adjustments to improve conditions for motorists during the next 2.5 weeks as a new center median is being built. After that, there will be daytime lane closures. TxDOT says the decision was made not to work at night or around the clock because the scope of the project did not justify increased safety risk and additional costs. Colwell says the inside lanes of University are currently being worked on weekdays from 8:30 to 4 so that construction vehicles are not impeding the traffic flow during peak rush hours. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station School Board at its last meeting selected a new general contractor to complete $8 million of projects from what voters approved in 2013. Executive Director of Facilities John Hall says $6.5 million is budgeted for renovating existing space.
The main piece of that is going to be a repurposing of our warehouse facility. We're converting that into some office space, some central office space.
Hall says the remainder is for deferred maintenance. That includes the exterior of South Knoll, the interior at Pebble Creek, and replacing some air conditioning systems around CSISD. Bryan School District administrators have proposed two calendars for the 2016-17 school year. Parents, students, and community members can vote through next Tuesday. Online at WTAW.com, you can download both calendars, and there's a link to the voting website. Option A ends the school year June 1st, and Option B ends the school year May 25th. A Bryan woman is accused of failing to notify authorities of another person injuring her twin babies. 24-year-old Markeisha Burton was arrested following an investigation by Bryan Police and Child Protective Services that started last November when the infants were 3 months old. According to the arrest report, the baby girl sustained what could have been a fatal injury to her liver, along with fractures to her skull, a wrist, and two ribs. The baby boy had a skull fracture. Bryan Police continue their investigation, and the twins were removed from the home. The College Station City Council has unanimously voted to ban open carry of firearms at public meetings
that are subject to the Open Meetings Act. So that would be planning and zoning, Zoning Board of Adjustment, and City Council meetings.
Mayor Nancy Berry explained the council's rationale on the WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We just kind of felt if you're in an open meeting and somebody's doing an open carry, it's kind of a little in your face and it might be intimidating for people who are speaking. Of course, it'll be properly posted.
Concealed carry will continue to be allowed at College Station government meetings. A rare meeting this week between the president and the leaders of the U.S. House and Senate did not break any ground. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, speaking on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, says he spoke with Speaker Paul Ryan after the gathering.
There was certainly not a meeting of the minds. You know, I asked Paul, I said, did the president lecture to you? And he said, yes, but I lectured back.
Ryan and Flores were among conservatives participating in a policy meeting sponsored by the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
What he's trying to do is bind us together so that we're all fighting for the same cause instead of fighting each other.
The Associated Press reported Ryan said Republicans need to stop fighting angrily among themselves and not be distracted by hot-button issues raised by the president. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 36 degrees. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Kyle Cassell here, your Republican State Representative, District 12. As a small business owner, I understand the need for conservative principles and common sense in Austin. I've been endorsed by the NRA, Texas Association of Business, and Texas Right to Life. But the most important endorsement is yours. I hope you will vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more. This is Kyle Cassell asking for your vote for Republican State Representative, District 12. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or go to actionsportstx.com.
Bright and sunny for today. Temperatures anywhere from 55 to 60. High pressure will continue to settle in across the local area today. It's off to our northwest. It'll be clear tonight. Lows will be 30 to 35. We have sunshine forecast for the region tomorrow. Highs will be 55 to 60. Clouds tomorrow night with a chance of a shower. Lows 35 to 40. Turning partly sunny Saturday, high Saturday anywhere from 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a wrap-up of National Signing Day for Texas A&M football. And something that people don't realize a lot of the time, also Texas A&M soccer had National Signing Day as well. Men's and women's basketball on tap tonight. Both of them on the road. We'll have all that and more in sports at about 6:50.
Just a little rousing music for you this morning. I know you recognize it, but for those of you who might not, that is the University of Iowa fight song.
Oh, I totally knew that.
Yeah. So, why are we doing this?
That would be my first question.
In Niagara Falls, New York, what sounds like a marching band's rendition of the University of Iowa fight song is playing on a loop all evening. Every evening from a vacant... they sing along. That's wonderful. Apparently every evening from a vacant building across the street from a restaurant, which is called Wine on Third. It had nothing to do with the Iowa caucus because, you know, it went on even after the Iowa caucuses were over. The owner of the offending building is apparently not happy with the owners of the Wine on Third. The marching band serenade seems to, well, coincide with the opening of a new patio, as summer will be coming soon to Niagara Falls. And the music seems to only play from 3 until 11, which is when the restaurant's prime time is. So, his form of protest, playing the University of Iowa fight song. But, you know, as I was listening to this morning, they had some of the lyrics. And, you know, if you go through and you look at the lyrics to college songs.
Okay.
I mean, most of them were written a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The word is fight, fight, fight for Iowa. Let every loyal Iowan sing. Well, how about the people who are, you know, Iowa State fans? They don't have to do that. The word is fight, fight, fight for Iowa until the walls and rafters ring. Go Hawks. So come and cheer, 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 cheer for Iowa. Come on, cheer until you hear the final gun. The word is fight, fight, fight for Iowa until the game is won. Well, at least it rhymes, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I've heard worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Meander and Leander were in my school fight song. Thank you.
Meander?
Let's meander through Leander.
Now, aren't you supposed to propel your teams to victory? I mean, seldom would you want to be meandering to victory, right? Don't you want to march to victory?
Remember, these were written a long time ago, and that's probably, if I had to guess, the only word that would rhyme with Leander.
Take a gander at Leander. I've got an electric sander in Leander.
Look, we suck. I get it.
Info.
All right.
Brian Hyde's was pretty good.
Yeah?
It's pretty good.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll have you sing it later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love to.
It's like rookie day at training camp.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see. I don't remember the Consolidated song.
Well,
we used to sing ours.
Time ago.
Yeah.
We used to sing ours coming back from every road trip on the bus.
Oh, okay, that works.
Put a quiet paid for by Timothy D'Alessandro for state representative.
As a Navy veteran, Timothy D'Alessandro took a lifelong oath to protect and defend the Constitution. Texas is a sovereign state. Unfortunately, our representatives have let us down. Timothy will fight for Texas sovereignty. Timothy D'Alessandro has earned the highest rating by the NRA and has been certified as a pro-life candidate by the Texas Right to Life.
I'm Timothy D'Alessandro, and on March 1st, I'm asking for your vote.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It reminds me, Dan Jenkins, who was a sports writer in Fort Worth for a long time, and actually was the boyfriend of Ann Richards, just saying, late in life. He wrote a couple of books that were pretty funny, and Semi-Tough was one of them. They made a movie.
Wow, yeah, they did.
They made a movie of it, and the movie wasn't nearly as funny as the book. But they told the story of how when guys went up to the pros, they made the rookies stand up and sing their school songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they didn't get close. They had telling the story of the one who was singing "The Eyes of Texas." You know, the Eyes of Texas were among it until it all ran out. And it just because a college football player seldom knows. I mean, that may be.
Well,
maybe they do now.
That's but. Well, and I think they do now more because of how many cameras are on them during songs.
Good point.
In the past few years, I mean, it's pretty embarrassing when you're on the Jumbotron and you can tell you don't know the words.
Yeah, doesn't work too
well.
And
it kind of looks bad on the football program or whatever team is playing. You kind of you should know the words.
If they're mumbling, that's true. So anyway, well, that's the good thing for the Aggies. You know, they got that yelling thing at the end,
exactly.
And they can do that. So they can get that part. Right, even they've missed the rest of it. All right, here we go. It's February the 4th. It's Thursday. It's day 35. 331 of them to go. It's Facebook's 12th birthday. Happy birthday to Facebook.
Goodness sakes.
It was called The Facebook back in the day. It's Thank a Mailman Day. Well, now that's not good. It's
just a day?
But it should also be Thank a Letter Carrier Day.
Oh.
You shouldn't say mailman. That's not. Create a Vacuum Day, Homemade Soup Day, USO Day. What? Create a vacuum?
Create a vacuum?
I'm just thinking of creating a vacuum in this show on occasion.
Not the kind we're talking about where you, clean the carpet. It's just, So, all right, birthday.
Gavin DeGraw is 39. Natalie Imbruglia is 41. They're both singers. Oscar De La Hoya is 43 years old. He's a fighter. Rod Corddry is 45 from The Daily Show. Gabrielle Anwar from Burn Notice is 46. She was the explosive expert. That was kind of a good show for a while.
Yeah, well, it's Sin of a Woman, too. I mean, that's probably where most folks would, a lot of folks would know her. Anyway.
Clint Black is 54. Lawrence Taylor is 57. Alice Cooper, 68 years old. Dan Quayle, 69. Mm-hmm. John Shuck is 76 from McMillan Wife and MASH. Mm-hmm. And George A. Romero, the guy that did Night of the Living Dead, Return of the Dead, Dead of Dead of Everything's Dead. He did a lot of movies that were dead. He's 76 today.
So, and those were zombies, right?
Yep.
I mean, he kind of was way ahead of the curve when it comes to that. They just kind of retooled it and made that happen. All right, there we go. It's 6:18.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
As concerns over our open borders and terrorism persist, Breitbart.com is reporting that members of Iran's terror proxy Hezbollah are moving freely within the U.S. and now Latin America. Now, Breitbart notes that a London-based newspaper recently reported, quote, a number of people belonging to Iranian groups and the Lebanese Hezbollah are moving freely in the United States and Latin America. They have passports obtained from countries like Venezuela and Ecuador. The U.S. State Department admitted they were concerned about these developments, saying, quote, Hezbollah receives funding from supporters around the world who engage in a host of licit and illicit activities, some of which takes place in the Western Hemisphere. As if we needed yet another reason to stop this dumb and stupid Iranian deal.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, are you at risk of identity theft? Well, a new identity theft happens every 2 seconds. If you give out your Social Security number, that increases your risk. If you give out any other personal information, that increases your risk. In other words, if you use public Wi-Fi, if you shop online, or even at the store, you are at risk. Now, that's why I trust in this day and age LifeLock. Now, LifeLock goes beyond free services that simply monitor your credit, from detecting threats to helping resolve issues if, in fact, your identity is ever compromised. Now, LifeLock has proprietary technology to detect threats and a U.S.-based dedicated resolution staff to help restore your good name. You need to protect your name, your finances, and your credit, and that's what LifeLock will help with. Protection starts at just $9.99 a month. Call or visit LifeLock.com now. Use the promo code Hannity, and you get a special 10% discount. Or call and mention my name, 800-440-4836. 800-440-4836. Call now, 800-440-4836 for LifeLock.com.
For the perfect feeling of comfort, call Barker's Heating and Cooling for a new Lennox Home Comfort System. And right now, receive a rebate of up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618. That's 979-314-0618. License number TACLA 28101C.
Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Good morning. It's 6:20. It's the Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620 WTAW. America, U.S. America, got a look at at our only known wild cougar. I didn't know that there was only one. 41-second video released yesterday.
She a housewife of Beverly Hills?
Hey, hey! The center for the... No, it's a real... It's like a big big cat.
That kind of cougar. Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, it's a,
anyway. Jaguar from the... It's a jaguar. Center for Biological Diversity.
The feline family.
That's right. Called okay. El Jefe. Has made his home in Arizona's Santa Rita Mountains. And this is the first video of him ever released. It's out there if you want to see it. The video is a result of 3 years of tracking this critter with remote cameras. So I guess you take a camera out there, set it down, probably got a motion detector on it. So they've been 3 years of video, you know, bunny rabbits and armadillos and whatever so else lives out there.
They've caught one cougar in 3 years
Gila
on video?
Monsters, yeah.
You apparently. Would think at some point they could find Bigfoot. I'm just saying.
Yeah. With your money now, the food industry is pressuring Congress to act before Vermont requires food labels for genetically modified ingredients. At issue is how food companies will deal with Vermont's law. They could make separate food packages just for the state, label all the items with GMO ingredients, or withdraw from the Vermont market entirely. The law kicks in by July, but the companies have to start making those decisions now. Daimler shares are sharply lower in Europe after the German automaker that owns the Mercedes-Benz luxury car brand said growth in earnings and sales this year will likely be slower than in 2015. The share fall came despite Daimler posting record sales and strong earnings for the year. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba is looking to turn its hundreds of millions of users into sports enthusiasts as it seeks to cash in on the country's growing sporting market. The comments come as Chinese soccer clubs rank second only to English in spending during the winter transfer window. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open. That's your money now.
It's panic time. The boss just asked you when that new building will be completed, and you haven't even started yet. Well, don't panic. Call the name you know, General Steel. You've known General Steel for decades, and you know they'll save you about half the cost and about half the time of conventional construction. But did you know that General Steel has provided buildings for some of the biggest names in business and government? And did you know the General can provide pre-construction planning services for your total project? And I'll bet you didn't know you can get General Steel quality and save thousands. For example, a 40-foot by 60-foot building for under $22,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $35,000. That's right, 5,000 square feet for under $35,000. And all with General Steel's 50-year structural warranty. So don't panic. Call now and lock in some of the lowest prices this year. 866-95-STEEL. Call 866-95-STEEL today. Quick, the boss is coming. That's 866-957-8335.
Know what's more American than apple pie? Saving money. And if you're shopping for a used car, no event in America can save you more money than Atkinson Toyota's Repo Gel Sale. This Thursday through Saturday only. Shop over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and of course, repos. 27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month clearly posted on every vehicle windshield.
Stock number 160223A, 2008 Ford Focus. Selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit.
Repo Joe here. There's a reason why the Repo Joe sale is one of the country's biggest used car events. The bargains are incredible. You don't want to miss it.
Practically every make and model used car is available. Domestics, imports, luxury cars, budget cars, and so much more. 27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Don't miss one of the biggest and best used car events in America. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend.
Subject to prior sale.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. We're going to play our very own version of Antiques Roadshow as seen on PBS. If you had the very first copy of the very first Super Bowl, would you sell it? Well, there's only one, and it aired on two different networks back in 1967, CBS and NBC, and miraculously, neither one of them saved the recording of the game. Even crazier, the NFL doesn't have a copy. In fact, there is only one known copy of the first Super Bowl game, and it's owned by a guy named Troy, who's a nurse anesthetist in North Carolina. According to the New York Times, he says his father recorded it, and it's just been sitting in the attic all these years. So he tried to sell it to the NFL. He was asking for $1 million, which to me doesn't seem ridiculous since it's the only copy out there. But That was too rich for the league's blood, so they countered with $30,000. CBS stepped up and sweetened the offer, $25,000, an interview for a pregame segment for the Super Bowl, plus two tickets to the actual game. Troy was cool with that. The NFL, however, was not. They threatened to sue him if he sold it to anyone but them because, quote, copyrighted footage is illegal to sell. So for now, he's just going to hold on to it. Am I the only one that thinks that the NFL could toss this guy $1 million? Really? They can't afford $1 million for the very first copy of the very first Super Bowl? After all, his family spent decades preserving it for the NFL for sports history. It just seems kind of obscene they wouldn't do that. But that's just me. And that is my commentary brought to you by Boardwalk Spa. As we get ever closer now to Valentine's Day, go online today and knock it out. You won't have to mess with anything else. You can get the gift certificate online, and they'll mail it to you. So it's all taken care of. Bada bing, bada boom. For that someone special in your life, manicures, pedicures, facials, massages, couples massages. They've got a beautiful boutique in there where she can do a little shopping, and you can find something for you too, Dad. To find out more, go to BoardwalkSpa.com. Again, that's BoardwalkSpa.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:27. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Be up to about 55 today. We'll have some north winds near 60 for Friday and Saturday, and Sunday will be at about 63 or so. Same thing on Monday. So pretty nice. Lows each night will be kind of cool because we're, there are no clouds out there. Probably have a freeze tonight, a little bit chillier than it was last night, but it's kind of cool out there right now. We've got winds only at 7 miles an hour, but because it's already just plain old cold, the chill factor is 27, what we're dealing with right now, and the air temperature is 33.
Some of the best places to work in America are also some of the most fun places to work. Is your workplace fun? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Ever wish you could read her mind? Like when she texts you,
"Hey, we need to talk."
Wouldn't it be nice to know she really means,
"I'm going out with my friend Saturday. You should go grab pizza and beer and watch the game with the guys."
At ProFlowers, we can't help you read her mind. But with our expertly designed bouquets, guaranteed delivery, and customizable add-ons, we can ensure you deliver the perfect message this Valentine's Day. So when she texts you,
"The roses are beautiful. I love them,"
you'll already know she means it. Let the pros at ProFlowers help you deliver the perfect message and win this Valentine's Day. Right now at ProFlowers, get one dozen stunning assorted roses for just $19.99, plus a glass vase and a box of chocolates free. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this deal, including free chocolates, is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter promo code 600. That's ProFlowers.com, code 600.
The work you do may be quite serious, but the work environment doesn't have to be.
We've found that those who possess a sense of humor, or at least an ability to appreciate humor, climb the corporate ladder quicker. They actually end up making a little more money.
Scott Christopher, co-author of the book, The Levity Effect.
The vast majority of people look at levity and they say, "Ooh, it has no place at work now. We're very serious about our mission here at Acme, Rivet, and Bolt." The fact of the matter is that most people will never suffer from having too much fun in their workplace.
Obviously, there have to be rules and appropriate behavior, but laughter does have a place in the workplace.
It's great for the brain. Your body's more oxygenated. When people are lightened up, when they're relaxed, they tend to do better work.
In his research, Scott looked at the list of the best 100 companies in America to work for and found that humor and levity play a big part in their success.
In fact, they did a little bit of research and they said if you were to take your, you know, your retirement funds, your investment, and put it into the best places to work companies, over a five-year period, you actually get a 5 times greater return than if you just left it in the S&P 500. So these companies that are considered great places to work actually outperform other companies, and a big factor to that is this sense of levity.
At SomethingYouShouldKnow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW news time is 6:30, 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Twin babies have been removed from their home following an investigation by Bryan Police and Child Protective Services. The mother, 24-year-old Markeisha Burton, was arrested for failing to report her daughter and son, who were born last July, were physically abused. According to the arrest report, both sustained skull fractures. The little girl also had fractures in two ribs and a wrist, along with a laceration to her liver that could have been fatal. Bryan Police continue their investigation, which began last November when the mother took her daughter to a local emergency room. Motorists caught in even longer backups on University between Texas and College are urged to plan for the extended delays while construction continues.
The TxDOT District Office in Bryan's in charge of the $1 million project where a new center median is being built on University between Texas and Terre. Spokesman Bob Cowell says, weather permitting, full-time lane closures will continue another 2.5 weeks. That'll be followed by daytime lane closures. TxDOT says the scope of the project did not justify the increased cost and safety risks of working at night or around the clock. Cowell also noted a lot of times with the nighttime construction, they are not able to achieve the quality of workmanship that they would get during the day. He asked motorists to be patient, plan ahead, and consider alternate routes if necessary. Quoting Cowell's email, the bottom line is a little pain for the next couple of weeks for a lot of gain. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
It won't be until the end of the month at the soonest before the College Station City Council considers a design contract for building a new police department headquarters. Construction is projected to be completed sometime in 2018. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's Infomaniacs wants to repurpose the existing PD building.
We desperately need a new city hall, too, and we're out of space there. And so don't think people want to have their taxes raised to put up a new city hall. So I think we'll probably repurpose the existing police facility and move some of our city departments there.
A council majority directed staff to design a two-story building that will accommodate a city population of 200,000. The 100,000-square-foot building will be located next to Central Park on city-owned land at Dartmouth and Crinic Tap. While one general contractor is finishing up most of the projects approved by College Station School District voters in 2013, another will be in charge of a few items. The CSISD School Board at its last meeting selected a new firm to oversee $8 million of the $83.5 million bond issue. Executive Director of Facilities John Hall says that includes $6.5 million for converting warehouse space to administrative offices.
Our purchasing department is in one warehouse, and when they move out to their new building that we finish out there by the transportation center, then we're going to have this old warehouse space left open.
The remaining $1.5 million goes to deferred maintenance.
We've got some work on the exterior of South Knoll Elementary. We've got some work on the interior over Pebble Creek Elementary, and a couple of air conditioning replacement of some equipment kind of around the district.
In the closing stages of construction from the 2013 bond issue, in addition to the new warehouse and purchasing center, is Campus View High School and renovations at Consolidated High School. Those interested in the Bryan School District calendar for next year have until next Tuesday to choose one of two options. A link to the vote and copies of both calendars are online at WTAW.com. Both options have the same starting date. Option A has an earlier Christmas break, but ends the school year June 1st. It also has 4 more instructional days and 4 fewer staff development days than Option B, which ends the school year May 25th. Both calendars meet the state's new requirement of a minimum number of instructional minutes, which replaces a minimum number of instructional days. A new study finds that Texas saw a drop in women obtaining long-acting birth control after Republican leaders booted Planned Parenthood from a state women's health program in 2013. Researchers in the study released by the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that explains an increase in births among some poor families. Republican State Senator Jane Nelson of Fort Worth called the study misleading and defended access to women's services. Republican congressional leaders appeared at the Conservative Heritage Foundation for a policy meeting. Panelists included Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, who complimented Speaker Paul Ryan for his efforts to unite Republicans.
Paul has been trying to do a great job of reaching out to conservative groups so that we could all get back in the same tent and remember that the enemy of freedom and economic opportunity and national security is not ourselves. The enemy is the liberal ideology and the people that try to press it.
Flores was among five members of a panel talking about the state of the conservative movement. The gathering came the day after the speaker and Senate president had a rare joint meeting with the president. Flores was told the speaker and the president lectured to each other. Cops in Waco bust 46 people in a month-long prostitution sting. Captain Bubba Collier says they partnered with an organization called Unbound, which helps people dragged into prostitution.
Just this last sting, we had 10 people that Unbound was able to talk with and hopefully get them the help that they need or point them in the right direction so they can maybe get out of this type of lifestyle.
It's the fourth such operation the McLennan County Sheriff's Office has conducted over the past year, and in that time, the Sheriff's Office has made 138 arrests for everything from prostitution to engaging in organized crime. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 33 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
This is Mayor Nancy Berry. With over 30 years of governmental, nonprofit, and private sector leadership in our community, I'm excited about the chance to serve as your county commissioner. I will bring my record of leadership, fiscal responsibility, and strong commitment to our community. Vote Nancy Berry for County Commissioner Precinct 3 in the Republican primary during early voting February 16th through the 26th, or Election Day, March 1st.
Political ad paid for by the Nancy Berry campaign. Larry Hodges, treasurer.
Well, it's a
Million Dollar Quartet is the smash hit musical inspired by the true story of the jam session that brought Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis Presley together for the first and only time. Million Dollar Quartet features timeless hits like Blue Suede Shoes, Whole Lotta Shakin' Going On, Hound Dog, I Walk the Line, and more, played live by fabulous musicians.
Presented by MSC Opus Friday and Saturday, February 19th and 20th. For tickets, call 845-1234.
Good morning. It's 6:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest with furniture, supplies, and so much more. Wilton's, or just go to wiltons.com. All right, here's some numbers.
Bright sunshine and cooler temperatures for today as high pressure continues to build down from the north and northwest. We'll have temperatures anywhere from 55 to 60 today with all that sun. Clear cold tonight, 30 to 35. It's sunny tomorrow, and highs return to 55 to 60 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, we'll have clouds. We could see a shower. Lows will be 35 to 40. It'll become partly sunny during Saturday. High Saturday, 55 to near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, we've got 12 guys on offense and seven on defense and a couple really, really good athletic guys that have played a number of positions. And
that's Coach Kevin Sumlin during National Signing Day yesterday. We'll get you caught up with that. Not only that, but A&M Soccer had their National Signing Day as well. Men's and women's basketball kickoff tonight. We'll preview both games, all that in sports and more coming up here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. It's, so much for that humble Donald Trump. I guess he went away. He's not there anymore. It's back to Donald being Donald. And
yeah, the other Donald ate him.
Yeah, that's right. He gobbled him up in the middle of the night. He doesn't exist anymore. So, of course, this whole controversy having to do with Ben Carson. Carson decided not to go to New Hampshire right away after Iowa, like a lot of people did. He wanted to go back to Florida to spend a day with his family. A day. Well, the Cruz campaign, people within the Cruz campaign decided that they would tweet out that he's looking at dropping out of the race. And so, of course, Donald always wanting an opportunity to say something not so nice about Mr. Cruz all of a sudden
I now know why there's not one U.S. senator that's supporting him. He works with these people, and why everybody considers him to be not a very nice person.
Well, now, for his part, I think this was on the Hannity show, Ben Carson talking about this whole thing that the Cruz campaign spun up.
Those people who are responsible should come out publicly and admit what they did and ask for forgiveness. But to simply try to brush it under the rug and say it doesn't matter doesn't make any sense.
Which, I would agree. I mean, somebody probably ought to lose their job or be demoted or something like that. But
I listened to part of an interview with him yesterday, though. And what
him?
I'm sorry, Cruz.
Uh-huh.
And part of what he was saying is absolutely true, though. What they released was not inaccurate or wrong. They just didn't follow up with, he's not leaving the race.
Yeah.
They reported what CNN reported almost verbatim.
Right, and then CNN changed their story. They changed the wording in their story after that.
Right, and they just didn't bother to go back and correct that part of it. Right. Now, I'm not saying it was right, but...
Yeah, and, you know, and Cruz then, of course, takes the opportunity to bash Trump. And
because you can.
Sure. He said, we need a commander-in-chief, not a Twitterer-in-chief. A Twitterer-in-chief. Don't know that one. Okay. But in the meantime, talking about what's really important, not this total voter fraud thing that Trump is, you know, they ought to redo the Iowa caucus? No, I don't think so. Ohio Governor John Kasich, who at least for now is still in the race, probably as much of a chance of getting the nomination as this promise that he made this week on CNN. Kasich said that if he becomes president, he'll get Pink Floyd to reunite and play a couple of songs.
What?
Yeah, I know. And he was serious.
How does that come up in conversation?
Don't know.
Not to mention the fact they're British.
What he said is he said the best concert he ever saw was Pink Floyd's The Wall when he saw him in Pittsburgh. In the United States, they only did the Wall shows in Long Island and Los Angeles, but never mind. He thought he was in Pittsburgh.
Well, it was a Pink Floyd show. There's a pretty good chance he could have thought
he
was anywhere.
You could be wherever you want.
That's right. Yes, that's exactly. You're in your mind. You can be.
I was in Neverland.
Yeah. Anyway, what he probably meant was Roger Waters did a solo tour of the Wall not so long ago. So maybe that's what he meant. But nonetheless, he said if he gets elected, he'll bring them back. I guess they'll play at the inaugural ball. Is that what he will do? We'll see.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
In the meantime, the leader of the free world, that would be Barack Hussein Obama. He went to a mosque yesterday in Baltimore and spoke.
Right now, there is an organized.
Wait. He said a organized.
A organized.
I believe it's supposed to be an organized. Mr. President. I mean, I know that.
You are so Scott.
English is not his native language. Anyway, here we go.
Right now, there is an organized extremist element that draws selectively from Islamic tests, twists them in an attempt to justify their killing and their terror. They combine it with false claims that America and the West are at war with Islam.
But, you know, again, he did not ask those leaders that he sat around the table with to denounce the terrorist element within their religion.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah. What do you mean that's a given?
Of course they denounce it. Why would you? You know, that's just
sure. Why would you actually verbalize it?
Why'd you labor the point? That's just silly.
I think most religions that and most all religions do have a certainly some people that are on the fringes and might act out in a violent way. Well, they are quite often denounced, but he's not asking them to do that.
Hannity had a Koran scholar on.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting yesterday because the front half of the Koran, I haven't read it, is supposedly very much like the Bible.
Okay.
And the back half is, and if you don't, we're going to chop your head off.
Okay. that part.
And the professors that study this say that there is some then inlying law that whatever is written the last in the book is the one they are to follow.
Oh, interesting. Oh, okay.
Just thought that was really, I'd never heard that take on it before. And
Well, in Christianity, how much preaching comes from the Old Testament and as opposed to the New Testament? I mean, I'm not sure. It depends probably on the church that you go to.
Exactly.
And the religion, religious affiliation. Okay, so anyway, now on, back to politics here for a second. I don't know. I listened to a little bit of Rush yesterday, more than I normally do. I found two things interesting. He had a couple of callers on who he really allowed to talk for a long time, which is not Rush's way.
Mm-mm.
Usually he'll give you 15 seconds, and then he begins to make his point. But he let one guy named Bob talk for probably 3.5 minutes.
Whoa!
And what's interesting is, and it signaled something maybe. We'll see what it sounds like today. But what he did is he allowed Bob to talk about how he was all in for Trump in the beginning, but he's not now. He's off Trump. And the reason is because Trump, through his anger, touched the way this guy felt. You know, that America should be, you can be anything you want to be. Where you're born is not where you have to stay. You know, you can be something. And Reagan is the one who actually brought that in and placed it in a lot of people's minds, and he was successful in getting elected twice because of that. And so Trump uses the anger that Americans feel about what their government has done to drive people. But he said he doesn't necessarily believe it. This guy said, I'm tired of him using anger to try to sell me something. And so now he's a Marco Rubio guy. And why did Rush allow this guy to go on for 3 minutes, saying he was a former Trump guy, now he's a Rubio guy? And again, we may hear it again today. It'll be interesting to see. But it sounds like Rush is getting off the Trump bandwagon, to me. Don't know.
I don't know that he ever bandwagoned, but I think he just kind of allowed it to happen.
Well, okay.
Because Rush could have squashed it.
He could have, but that also brings up the idea that there was in a piece in The Atlantic about 3 weeks ago talking about how Rush had been against 43 until 43 invited him to spend a night in the White House, and after that he did not say a negative thing about 43 for the rest of the campaign. And again, it's a long article, and that's a snippet from it. It goes on to describe some things about Rush, some complimentary, some not so complimentary, but the idea that he basically was seduced to go over to that side of the Republican ledger. So is that happening now, and is the person who he's going to now support be Marco Rubio? But anyhow, you know him. He's on today at 2 o'clock. You can hear that. It's 6:48.
Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you bought a dog and that dog was worth several thousands of dollars, you'd probably be taking the best possible care of your dog. Well, consulting arborists will tell you that even a semi-mature shade tree can add many thousands of dollars of value to an average urban lot in Texas. Trees come at a premium, and it's the wisest gardeners among us who acknowledge their value and attend to their needs regularly. Let's track those smart plant people around through the year to see what we can learn. A year-round tree program right after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that'll put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's absolutely not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout, and it's a quarter century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer you the book I always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, and all for only $28.95 plus tax and postage. But that low price is only good until we put the book back on the presses for the second printing, and that'll be within the next several weeks. After that, the price goes up, so order now. The book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know in the order form. Order by calling 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or order anytime from neilsperry.com. We're going to start our tree program in late winter. Winter, of course, is a prime time for pruning and shaping. The dormant season is when you want to remove errant growth. Each cut is critical, so always have a purpose for your pruning. Never top trees for any alleged reason, crepe myrtles included. And use caution not to damage the trunk in the process. If your trees have roots that are threatening a sidewalk, drive, or foundation, sever them by the end of the winter, preferably earlier, so the plant can regrow new roots before summer. Dig an 18-inch deep trench that extends 15 or 20 feet along the concrete surface and install a root barrier vinyl to prevent future root growth and potential damage. Winter is also the season during which you want to dig and relocate existing trees. Your time is quickly running out. If you have one that you need to move from one part of your yard to another or out of nature into your landscape, get it done before it starts growing. Spring sees the most vigorous new growth in our shade trees, and as a result, it's the time to feed them to foster new shoots. Use a high nitrogen or all nitrogen fertilizer, no weed killer included, just as the buds are beginning to swell and open. The most active area of feeder roots will be out around the tree's drip line right beneath the outer canopy, and that's where you want to concentrate your fertilizer. I like to put it on the surface and water it in. You may notice bark falling from your tree's trunk in the spring, other seasons as well. That normally is a very natural occurrence, no cause for concern. Now, if you see active decay beneath where the bark is falling, then you do have a problem and an arborist ought to be called out. Summer is the season when trees run into the greatest number of problems. Hot, dry weather alone will cause largely fast-growing trees like cottonwoods and mulberries, catalpas, and sycamores to shed large numbers of leaves. They may be scorched around the edges as well. Insects and even diseases will show up in the summer when your shade trees are stressed by the extreme heat. So you need to keep an eye on your trees during the summertime and make sure that they don't run aground. Autumn is a great time to assess your tree's successes and failures and to determine what moves you need to make next. Fall is the best possible season for planting new trees for containers. Nurseries have good supplies of quality trees. You can compare them side by side that way. I'm Neil Sperry, ready with the Reds in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Yesterday was National Signing Day. Here's Zach Taylor with a rundown of who's coming to Aggieland.
High school recruits from all around the country were signing their name on the dotted line to play at whatever college they liked or their favorite university. Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin spoke with the media about his recruiting class earlier today.
You know, I think it's a very solid class. You know, you look across at the numbers. You know, we've got 12 guys on offense and seven on defense and a couple really, really good athletic guys that have played a number of positions and Moses Reynolds and Aaron Hansford here as of late. And one of the top punter kickers in the country from right down the road. So we filled a lot of needs today.
This year's Aggie class includes 22 players and is ranked the 20th best by ESPN.com. One of those recruits is Mineola offensive lineman Riley Anderson, who's joined by his twin brother Austin.
Well, we always knew we wanted to go to the same school, but we didn't know that would always be a possibility.
Right.
So before we got any offers or before we started getting recruited, we decided that we would just go to wherever. We would each make our own individual decision, whether it would be both going to the same school or both going to separate schools, but it worked out great for us and exactly how we wanted it to.
Now, if you want to see a full list of the recruits, go to our website, WTAW.com.
Thank you, Zach. Both the men's and women's basketball team will be in action tonight. The 8th-ranked men will be in Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Commodores. Your senior guard, Alex Caruso.
They got two big guys inside, one of them that can stretch the floor, a guy that stays in the paint, a draft, first-round draft pick, another guy in the guards, first-round draft pick, apparently. And then the rest of the guys shoot like 40% from three. So if this team gets clicking, they're a really, really dangerous team like they showed earlier in the year.
Tip-off set for 6 with a broadcast on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. The 12th-ranked Aggie women will be on the road as well. They visit number 22 Florida in the Swamp. The Maroon and White are looking to bounce back after a 70-63 loss to number 2 South Carolina on Sunday. According to Coach Blair, the ladies bounced back quite well after losing.
The most important game after a loss is the next one. That was the thought for the day. We've lost 6 games. We've won 6 games after a loss. So we've corrected the mistakes. Hopefully that'll be the same here.
Game time for that one at 6, broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. Now, it wasn't just football that had National Signing Day yesterday. Soccer inked a few new athletes, and here's Coach G. Guerrieri on the new-look Aggie soccer team.
We'll return 10, 11 starters. Getting these new 7 players in really just makes our team, which is already one of the best in the country, that much stronger.
Number 3, Texas A&M men's tennis defeated number 4, Baylor 4-2 in Waco. The Aggies improved to a perfect 5-0 on the season. And Texas A&M junior pitcher Ryan Hendricks was honored by USA Baseball for the 2015 International Performance of the Year, recognizing his effort as a combined no-hitter against the Cuban national team. We'll look now at the NBA with TSN's Roger Emmerich.
Mavericks had a shot to send it to overtime on Fox Sports Southwest.
They're not taking the timeout. They still have one in their pocket. They can tie it or go for the quick two. They're denying Dirk. Late game now. What are they going to do? Got to heave it. Meltdown! No! And the game is over.
Heat win 93-90 for their 5th straight victory at American Airlines Center. Rick Carlisle's take on the last possession.
You know, we were going full court without a timeout. You know, with our team, we've had better success in free-flowing situations, getting good looks at the basket. It was obviously a bad decision on my part. The way it went, you know, I should have taken the timeout and set something else up.
LaMarcus Aldridge went off for a season-high 36 points, and the Spurs won 10-97 shelling of the Pelicans for their 36th straight home victory. Aldridge goes to the rim for this score on Spurs Radio.
Looking for LaMarcus, top of the key. He's going to drive it inside. Stops, leans in, two-hand slam.
Aldridge made 12 of 20 shots. Roger Emmerich, TSN Sports.
And finally, researchers at Boston University say former Oakland Raider quarterback Ken Stabler had a brain disease, CTE, when he died of colon cancer at the age of 69 last July. According to the New York Times, Stabler had a high stage 3 chronic traumatic encephalopathy known as CTE. The disease can only be diagnosed after death and is linked to repeated brain trauma and associated with symptoms such as memory loss, depression, and progressive dementia. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
He's a local bookstore owner, a lifelong Republican activist, our neighbor for more than 50 years, State Representative John Rainey. Rainey cut property and business taxes. He voted to secure the border, deploying more officers to stop illegal trafficking. And Rainey stood with our veterans fighting for their health care.
I didn't run for this office to make a name for myself, but to make a difference.
Conservative John Rainey for Texas House.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey Campaign.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for District 12. For some politicians, the Second Amendment is just a talking point. But for a rancher like me, who operates a hunting business, it's personal. That is why I'm the only candidate in the race that has been endorsed by both the NRA and the Texas State Rifle Association. We need a representative that will defend our rights, and that is why I hope you vote Kyle Cassell on March 1st. Go to KyleCassell.com to find out more, and vote Kyle Cassell for state representative. Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. In the political segment, I forgot this. This was pretty important. Bernie Sanders picked up an endorsement yesterday.
From?
Tommy Chong.
Dude, it's me, Dave. Yeah. I've got the stuff.
He'll ride that to victory, I'm sure he will. All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's going to be pretty nice today. Lots of sunshine. That's what we got going for us on a positive side. Downside, it's a little bit chilly out there, but, you know, heck, it's that time of year when it happens. Look for a high temperature today of about 55 or so. It's 33 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, at 7 o'clock.